Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, Monday afternoon, and we are almost through our show, but we're going to have fun this hour. I mean, it's a Monday afternoon. You know, I so wish we were talking about the Saints going to the Super Bowl, but we're not. The Bills really struggled against the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, look, anybody would struggle against that team. I mean, the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes, they're unbelievable. He is a GOAT in the making. And then the GOAT, Tom Brady, was phenomenal. And I loved in the beginning of the season when Tom Brady was just starting with the Tampa Bay Bucks. And when the Saints beat the Tampa Bay Bucks and Brady in the first game of the season, I said, look, you watch, Tom Brady's going to come around. I mean, this is a good quarterback. And he's washed up. I know people want to believe that, but he's anything but washed up. And he's 43 years old, and he will be the first quarterback, and that's the first team to ever play the Super Bowl in their home stadium, which is kind of miraculous. And the weekend is going to be doing the halftime show. A lot of other people involved in all that. We'll be talking about that now, between now and then. Before we get into the conversation about these cult classic movies, and I saw The Big Lebowski over the weekend. First time I'd seen the movie all the way through. Started to watch it once, didn't get it. And because many of you said, you got to watch it. Hit me up on social media. Got to watch it. Ian, tell me. Got to watch. I did. And I enjoyed it. But something really historic happened on this day, January the 25th, 1961. Here is President John F. Kennedy during the first presidential news conference carried live on TV and radio.
I'm happy to be able to announce members of the crew of the United States Air Force RB-47 aircraft who have been detained by Soviet authorities since July 1st, 1960 have been released.
And it's also nice to know that there will be regular briefings with the press from now on. Well, at least for the next 4 years. Also, we're not going to get into this today, but there are some members of right-wing media who are in the White House briefing room, and they are prepared to give Biden a tough time. Is that fair? Yeah, of course. It's fair because there were reporters that gave President Trump a really hard time. But what if President Biden decides that he's not going to give Fox News interviews or Sinclair Broadcasting or Newsmax or One American News Network? What if he decides, because they're negative toward him, he's not going to give them any interviews? You think he'll be criticized? Well, President Trump didn't give interviews to CNN and to a lot of people for the same reason. So maybe we'll get into that on the show tomorrow afternoon. Senior studio producer Ian Hoke was one of the ones who told me, you got to see The Big Lebowski.
You got to see The Big Lebowski.
I did. It was good. Yeah, and so I just want to be called Dude from now on.
Dude.
The name is The Dude.
Okay, Dude.
One thing that I think is really kind of good, you know how movies sometimes start fashion trends?
Yep.
When you look at what Jeff Bridges wore throughout that movie,
yeah.
I'm glad that movie didn't start any fashion trends because we'd all look like slobs. John Goodman was phenomenal. Steve Buscemi. I love Philip Seymour Hoffman. I saw Julianne Moore naked. She wasn't. Well, it felt like I saw her more naked. That's her name, Julianne Moore. I saw Julianne Moore naked. No,
oh, I see.
Julianne Moore naked. I really was hoping to see Tara Reid naked, but, you know, we saw her naked feet. But anyway, she was Bunny. She was the wife of the old guy in the wheelchair. I think, Ian, from now on, you and I should treat every show like it's a league game.
I'm
every
there,
show.
Dude.
I mean, when we come on the air here, we are going to treat every show like it's a league game.
I love it.
And I also thought that it was a 2-hour movie, 1 hour and 57 minutes. But if you edited out the F word, it would have been down to about 24 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Much shorter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And by the way, I could relate to dropping a joint while driving. I know you shouldn't be smoking. I wouldn't do that today, but I was stupid. A lot of us were stupid back in the day. And I'm lucky enough to still be alive today. And I've got to share this with you. I've told this story on the air. December 16th is my parents' anniversary. That's the day after both of my parents had passed away. I was living in Denver, and I had their ashes. And that's the day that I spread their ashes at a beautiful place called Garden of the Gods. And it was in the mountains near Pikes Peak in Colorado Springs. And my dad always told me that, I guess he remembered one time playing golf at a golf course in Colorado Springs. And to him, that was the most beautiful city in America. And I had never been there. So when he passed away, I thought, well, I'm going to spread their ashes at Garden of the Gods. It's a beautiful place. It is a beautiful, smooth red rock walls. And it really is a phenomenal place. But it was December the 16th. And so at the scene of the end, where they're spreading the ashes in the Pacific Ocean, and the ashes are blown back on them, especially Jeff Bridges' character. I mean, that happens. That's exactly what happened to me. It was snowing and windy that day, and I was wearing a black felt trench coat and glasses. And I mean, I was literally, I mean, I spread the ashes and they blew back on me. I mean, some of them got out there. But I was literally brushing my parents off of my body, off of my coat. Geez. But I could so relate to that. And again, I've told you this. The girlfriend that I had at the time, she really made it all seem right when she said, that was your parents' last way of giving you a hug.
Oh.
So I looked at it that way, and that was cool.
Oh, my heart.
And I think after the show today, I'm going to make a White Russian because I'm really craving those. So what I want to do is I want to talk about The Big Lebowski, and I want to talk about classic movies, movies that became cult classics. Can you think of another movie that became a cult classic, Ian?
Yes. Well, I'll just read a text because people are texting us with some cult classics. Here's a text that says, The Lost Boys and Airheads are two of my favorite cult classics. I want to call your attention in particular to Airheads because that's a radio movie. Do you remember that one?
I do remember.
Did you see it?
I did see it.
Yeah, I think I saw it when it came out, but I was, 11 or 12 years old.
Yeah,
I don't remember it well.
I think I only saw it once. I mean, it wasn't a great movie, but I mean, like these Airheads kind of took over a radio. It was a band that kind of took over a radio station because
Sandler
they wanted to play their music.
Brendan Fraser.
Yeah, yeah.
They took over a radio station. That's all I remember.
I mean, any movie that Brendan Fraser has been in is very forgettable. I mean, I'm sorry, but, I don't know what the big deal was about him. Ever.
Encino Man? The Mummy?
Yeah, like I say.
No, those are terrible.
Forgettable.
Totally forgettable movies. Here's a text that says, a few years back, Rock and Bowl would have a Big Lebowski night where they showed the movie on a big screen, everyone dressed up in bathrobes and bowling shirts,
drank
White Russians, and, of course, bowled. Wish they would do it again.
That is so cool. A Big Lebowski night. Well, that would be the perfect setting for it, a bowling alley.
Yeah. Yeah. God, that would be so fun. Well, you can only have so many White Russians,
Well, I mean, they're kind of fattening,
Yeah,
I mean,
a lot of milk in there.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of milk and cream. Yeah, so you got to be, I love the way he always smelled the milk to see if it was sour.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really picky
about that.
You don't want milk to be like pouring out in chunks.
I got one more text I want to read, but here's a couple more that are coming in. Cult classics, Airplane, Rocky Horror Picture Show, Dazed and Confused.
Yep, Suburbia. Those are all good ones.
Oh, and then somebody says cult classics can also include TV shows. X-Files is a great cult classic.
Yep. I'm going to name a couple. I can think of two right now that are cult classics that I've seen numerous times, and I really think everybody should see these movies. So we're going to talk about that, and we'll continue this conversation.
Great. I got one more real quick. It says, Hey, Scoot. I know you'll love this. I'm Scoot. I'm 12 years old. I'm from Houma, and I enjoy your show a lot. I listen to your show every day on my way home from school. Just wanted to say thank you for having such an awesome show.
Hey, thank you. I mean, I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
And I like that. I know we're contributing to a younger generation, but you're really cool to be listening to our show. And when you're grown up, chances are I'll still be doing this. So you can listen and you can tell your kids, I used to listen to that guy when he was on the radio years ago. Anyway, I'm honored to have you as one of our listeners. And I hope we always do your generation justice. All right, let's go to Greg, who is uptown. Greg, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, yeah. I got to tell you, Scoot, I'm one of those guys. I never got the Big Lebowski. I only watched it kind of once. Maybe I need to dedicate time. Is it on Netflix or is it on – what's it on?
How did I watch it? I watched it on – I mean, I think it's on Netflix. I watched it on – I just – let's see. What did I do? I watched it on – I guess it was Amazon. Yeah, I watched it on Amazon, on just on my laptop.
Okay, I got that. Hey, now, have you ever watched – I'm a big fan of Repo Man. Did you ever watch the original Repo Man?
No.
The music, the soundtrack, if you're an 80s guy and you ever like that.
Yeah,
like,
Repo
the
Man.
The era of like California punk music that came out like early 80s and stuff like that, Black Flag and stuff. Watch this movie, Repo Man. It is fantastic.
I'm going to check that out. All right, Greg,
I got one joke for you. Ready?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, did you hear what Trump said today?
What? No, I don't.
Nothing. No one heard it. No, he didn't say anything.
Oh, he didn't say anything today. Oh my God.
Who cares?
You're right.
It's kind of
it's kind of a relief. Hey, Greg, man, love you. Thanks for calling the show. All right, if you are on hold, hang on. We're coming right back with more of your comments. I want to really focus on just kind of a fun, lighter thing here. You want to talk about the Big Lebowski? Go ahead. Or what was a good movie that became a cult classic? Maybe it wasn't really that popular at the theater, at the box office, but it became a cult classic. And I'll tell you a movie that I saw in 1996. And I told my girlfriend at the time, let's just go see this movie. And I saw it actually at the theater. But most of you have seen it. It's a cult classic. Most of you have seen it because you've rented it. So here's something to remember. If you haven't seen The Big Lebowski, never tell the cab driver you don't like anything done by the Eagles. It's not going to be pretty. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. So now I know why, when we played this song on Friday, or I think it was Thursday or Friday, I guess it was Friday. Anyway, this was the day, it was the day the song was released. And I said, what's interesting about this song is, classic song from like the past, just dropped in to see what my condition was in. And it's Kenny Rogers is the lead singer of the First Edition. And a lot of people didn't know that he was the lead singer of that band and did this song. Well, this is one of the songs on the soundtrack in The Big Lebowski. And it was one of those dream scenes. So, that's why this came up. So I just was hit with, you got to see The Big Lebowski. I watched it over the weekend, and I did love it. And let me just say this. The dude abides. Okay? So I'm Scoot. We are talking about movies that became cult classics. Here is an email that says, my two favorite cult classic movies are Bachelor Party with the young Tom Hanks and Chris Elliott's Cabin Boy. Both are hilarious. Every line is a classic, and that is from Doug in Metairie. All right, let me get to your calls. Let's go to Joe in Metairie. Joe, welcome to the show. All right, let's go to Corey, who is on the North Shore. Hey, Corey. Hello, Corey. All right, let's go to Cutoff and Gwen. You're on WWL. Hey, Gwen.
Hi.
Hi.
I had two movies I really liked. The Big Chill.
Oh, The Big Chill. That's a good one.
And I saw this in the theaters, Easy Rider.
Easy Rider. A lot of, I did too, but, a lot of people never saw that in the theater, and it just became a cult classic. And boy, I remember just being outraged that they were killed in Louisiana.
It doesn't make us look good.
I know. But it was such a statement about how hippies were treated, how the establishment looked upon hippies. I mean, they weren't doing anything wrong, but they had long hair.
That's it. That's all they did. That's all they did wrong was have long hair.
Well, they did a few drugs, which probably wasn't a good idea.
I liked it. It was set in New Orleans, too, in the graveyards and everything. That was
That's
really
right.
cool.
Well, Gwen, I appreciate the call. The Big Chill stars so many people, and that really truly is a classic. Let's go to senior studio producer Ian Hoke with a couple more of your text messages.
I am going to be tossing and turning at night, beating myself in the face, thinking that when you asked me earlier what my favorite cult classic movie is, I did not immediately respond with Waterworld.
Waterworld.
Which we have discussed before at length, and somebody kindly texted in and reminded me, Waterworld. Yeah.
Look, let me be honest with you. I gave it another try.
You did?
Recently, and I bailed. I jumped overboard.
Was it the extended edition director's cut with the commentary?
I don't know. I tried to watch it again.
It didn't have all the deleted scenes in the Kevin Costner commentary?
Now, of course, you know, I'm not a sci-fi guy, so maybe that had something to do with it, but I just... I mean, if I would have been on that ship, I would have gone, look, I'm overboard. Sharks eat me. That's fine. I just need some relief.
Well, and I guess if you don't like science fiction generally, then my second favorite cult classic film, you probably wouldn't have an appreciation for either, which is Starship Troopers.
No, I wouldn't.
Did you ever see it the first time when it came out?
No.
It's okay. So I think it meets all the qualifications because I don't think it was very good in the box office, but then on home video and DVD, it really took off. It's got all the like explosions and gore and action sequences you'd expect from that genre, but it's also super politically subversive, and it's all about how this sort of globalist government that exists in, you know, QAnon chat forums and stuff actually might work, you know, a couple hundred years in the future. It's all based on the book, and they borrowed some elements from the novel that are about governance and political affiliations and that sort of stuff. So there's more than meets the eye with Starship Troopers. I have a bunch of calls here. I'm sorry, not calls. Texts.
Okay.
About other classics. Office Space.
Oh, my God, yes. That is a classic classic. Yeah. That is a classic among classics.
Yeah. Took a bath in the domestic box office, but did really well in home video. And to this day, so many great one-liners.
In fact, one of the main characters, Ron Livingston, the actor Ron Livingston, one of the main characters in Office Space, was in one of my favorite cult classic movies, which I'm going to talk about going into the next break. The other cult classic that I love, I mean, this movie just makes me laugh. I love it. Mallrats. It's one of the Kevin Smith movies with Jay and Silent Bob.
Yes, of course.
I mean, that kid is on the escalator again. I mean, I can't believe that kid's on the escalator.
I
love Jason Lee. Just does a phenomenal job, and Jason Lee just reminded me of another one. Almost Famous to me, I think, is another great cult classic. And then I'm surprised nobody's mentioned Risky Business. Here's another one. What about This is Spinal Tap?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
That's a great classic.
Very good.
I would even think There's Something About Mary is a cult classic too.
I think that it feels like, I think in my remembrance that did well at the box office, so maybe it wasn't so much that it performed poorly and then became popular later, but it definitely had a very small committed fan base that I think did grow over time. I want to read you a couple more of these and then line up some calls for you. They Live with Roddy Piper. You remember this one where he puts on the magic sunglasses that say, like, obey?
No.
Okay, well, we'll talk more about They Live later, because I dated somebody that introduced me to that movie, and I never looked at them the same way. Caddyshack.
Yeah, but you're not together anymore.
No, we sure aren't.
Is it over the movie?
No, we had some other disagreements, but they were like, you got to see They Live, and we finished, and I was like, yeah, okay.
Okay.
Jason and the Argonauts is one that somebody just submitted.
I remember that.
That is pretty obscure. Weekend at Bernie's, Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead, Raising Arizona.
Yes.
All right, Fight Club, I'll leave you with that. I'm going to answer the phone a couple times.
All right,
I'll be
go
back
ahead.
In a minute.
Yeah, if you want to join us, the WWL Talk and Text line, 504-260-1870. I saw a movie the other day. Maybe it was last week. I think it was the Svengoolie movie last week on Saturday evening. I mean, this is what my life has turned into since the pandemic. Since the pandemic started, I have been in my apartment almost every Saturday night, and I'm watching the horror movie Svengoolie on MeTV. You know, the guy who does the movie wraparounds. And The Creature from the Black Lagoon. Man, that is such a classic. I love seeing that movie. Let's go to Renee, who is in New Orleans. Renee, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing?
I'm good.
I think a good cult classic is Purple Rain.
Purple Rain, yes, that's a classic. Yeah, I mean, Saturday Night Fever would be another. You know, even though Purple Rain did pretty well at the box office, and Saturday Night Fever did really well at the box office, those are still cult classics. But it's really most interesting to think about the cult classics, Renee, that really bombed at the box office, but then they became huge, huge cult classics.
Gotcha.
All right, Renee, I appreciate the call. Let's go to Frank, who is on the Bayou in Boutee. Frank, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, Scoot?
I'm good.
I got three of them for you.
Okay.
Animal House.
Animal House. That's a good one.
Pulp Fiction. And American Graffiti.
American Graffiti. All good. Now, see, again, those all did well at the box office, but they are still considered today to be cult classics because a lot of people have seen these movies and watch them over and over again, and they never saw them at the theater. So I think that's what makes the cult classic so special, is that people who didn't see it in the theater still caught on to the movie and love watching it over and over again. Frank, I appreciate the call. Let's go to Chuck, who's in the French Quarter. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
All right. This was my favorite cult classic. This goes back to early 70s. Harold and Maude.
Harold and Maude. Oh, wow. That is a great cult classic.
Another ex-girlfriend hung me up on Harold and Maude one time.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, like, that was just, what a great love story, Harold and Maude. I mean, you know what? Ruth Gordon, she played the original cougar.
Yes, she did.
Yeah.
I mean, a very old cougar.
Very old cougar. Oh, yeah. I just love when the mom kept trying to fix him up with these dates, and he'd, like, just sit there and, like, chop his hand off.
Just keep trying to kill himself.
It was funny. I remember.
Oh, it was great. And an old buddy of mine was, actually two old friends of mine worked on that back in L.A.
Oh, wow. Harold and Maude.
Well before I met them, and then it's like, holy moly. I can't believe it. And they didn't mind talking about it. And, that's all right. That's another story. It's a great cult classic.
All right, Chuck, I appreciate that. Yeah, no question about it. That is a cult classic. Let's go to Derek, who's in Gonzales. Hey, Derek.
Hey, school buddy. How you doing?
I'm good.
Hey, I got two of my favorite cult classics. One was actually written and directed by Rob Zombie. It's called The Devil's Rejects. And also my second one would be Natural Born Killers with Juliette Lewis and Woody Harrelson.
Do you remember the criticism of that movie?
Yeah.
When that first came out, Natural Born Killers, oh my God, people thought that this movie was going to somehow destroy the world, and, you know, we're still here.
Exactly. Great movie, man. Great movie. I love it.
All right, Derek, I appreciate your call. Let's go to the North Shore. David, welcome to WWL.
Hey, you're calling for David on North Shore. Cult classic is something that bombed at the box office and then did well. So I've got three of them that bombed pretty good.
Okay.
Although I'm sure everybody remembers Rocky Horror.
Yes, Rocky Horror Picture Show. It truly one of the great cult classics. And of course, then that got rebirth at movie theaters.
Yeah, that didn't do anything in its opening. The others are Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, yes!
My favorite, Buckaroo Banzai, The Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai Across the Eighth Dimension.
I never saw that. But, you know, I was fortunate enough. I'd gone to visit my son in Portland, and we were going to go to a movie, and they have these... In Portland, they have these... places that are done by a microbrewery, and they take over schools and they turn it into like a whole a hotel, like a B&B, and they've got like a big room wherever the gym was, but that's like the movie theater. And we saw Napoleon Dynamite on the big screen, and I just, you know, I loved it. That's a classic. I appreciate
it. If you saw it on the big screen, you were one of about 30.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I feel blessed to have seen that. So thank you, David. If you want to join us, the WWL Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. All right, so look, here's one of my favorite cult classics. Swingers. Jon Favreau, Vince Vaughn, Ron Livingston. This is, like, to me, one of the best cult classics ever. Didn't do well at the box office. In 1996, when I was on the air in Philadelphia, it was a Friday night, and I told my girlfriend, I was kind of reading through the newspaper, and I saw this review of the movie. I said, I don't know, this sounds like it's interesting. Let's go see Swingers. So we went to see Swingers at the box office. Yeah, we saw it on the big screen. And I have watched that movie over and over and over again. It is a classic. I love the scene where they're in the cafe in Vegas. I mean, there's so many great lines there, but they're in the scene in the cafe in Vegas, and Jon Favreau's character Mikey is ordering, and he says, "It says here eggs anytime," and she goes, "Yeah." He goes, "I'll have eggs in the Age of Enlightenment." And she goes, okay. And she walks away, and he says, oh, that was so stupid. Like, I mean, some, like, ignorant cocktail waitress in Vegas is going to get some French philosophical reference. I might as well have just said, can I jump your ignorant bones? And so, anyway, the waitress comes back, and she goes, hold on there, Voltaire. So she got it. She totally got it. I mean, again, that movie was so money. We'll be back on WWL. Napoleon Dynamite, seriously, I mean, I did see it on the big screen in Portland, but this is a classic, cult classic. You know, wasn't that big at the box office, but, I mean, people watch it over and over again. And you know what? We should have talked about this during the campaign. You know, where's a guy like Pedro, you know, running for president when you really need him? All right, let's go to our senior studio producer, Ian Hoke.
Just real quick, before we get to the phone calls, Bobby Hebert just poked his head in here and mentioned Clockwork Orange.
Oh, Clockwork Orange.
I don't know how we didn't mention yet. That's like one of the originals. That's OG cult classic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is. Yeah. Good one, Bobby.
Yep.
And you know, when you hear about violent movies today the establishment gets freaked out, man, the establishment, baby boomer generation, we supported that movie and justified that movie to our parents' generation saying, well, it's not going to cause me to kill anybody. But I mean, that really, A Clockwork Orange really does accentuate, violence.
Yeah, big time. Yikes.
I mean, I saw it, just violence for fun.
Oh, yeah. They had a viewing at the Britannia Theater uptown a couple of years ago, and I had never seen it before. And I went with some friends we're all in our mid to late 30s, and we were kind of rattled by it. We were like, God, we've never, for a generation that grew up seeing lots of violent stuff in film and television and video games, none of us had ever seen anything quite like Clockwork Orange.
It's quite disturbing. All right, let's go to Gentilly. Andy, you're on WWL.
Hi, Scoop.
How you doing?
I have two for you.
Okay.
Pretty good, and you?
Good.
The Blues Brothers, original.
Yes.
And, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Now, I wouldn't, you know, I saw that once, and I rented it. I didn't see the movie, and, I wouldn't consider that to be a cult classic, but you think it's a cult classic?
I watched it 10 times. It's a cult classic for me.
Yeah. Okay, I wrote it down.
Those are my two.
All right, Andy, I appreciate the call. Yeah, and I mean, I guess a cult classic is whatever, you know, you consider a cult classic to be. But I think the true definition, I don't have like it in front of me in terms of like the Urban Dictionary or something, but I think a true cult classic would be a movie that bombed at the box office but then just really made it big and is still being watched by multiple generations. And, you know, the movie Swingers, it has nothing to do with sex. It's about a guy who is moving from New York to L.A., and he wants to be an actor or a comedian. And he's pining over his girlfriend that he was with for 6 years. Oh, my God, the phone scene in Swingers where the guy, where Mikey continues to leave a message, and he thinks it got cut off, so he calls her back, keeps leaving the message. And Trent, played by Vince Vaughn, just great, great fun characters. So if you haven't seen that, check it out. Let's go to River Ridge. Ralph, welcome to the show.
got two of them for you, Scoot. First one's going to be Baz Luhrmann's Romeo and Juliet with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Okay.
And the second one will be The Goonies.
The Goonies. I think that might have been mildly successful at the box office, but that's one of those movies that I think has become a cult classic, and also mainly because of all the different people who were in it.
You got this classic, Hey You Guys, and Baby Ruth.
What was the name of the ugly, guy, the monster kind of guy? What was his name?
What was his name? He stumped me.
I forgot it. I can picture him. Big head, small ears, weird face, funny eyes.
Oh, this is terrible.
All right.
I know, right? I feel like I'm on Stump Your DJ or something.
It's going to take, we're going to find it in just a minute. So just hang on.
Text,
all right, Ralph, keep listening.
Text us who the ugly guy in the Goonies was.
Okay, so text us. 260-1870. What was the name of that ugly? He was really a nice guy, but they were scared of him because he was so ugly.
Is it Sloth?
Was it Sloth?
Chunk.
Chunk. No, Chunk was one of the kids who was a little bit big boned. They called him Chunk.
Well, I'm just getting a ton of text messages that say either Chunk or Sloth here. So it's
no, it wasn't Chunk. Chunk was one of the kids. And filmed in Astoria. That was filmed just outside of Portland on the coast in Astoria, Oregon. Let's go to Danny. Danny, welcome to our show.
Hey, Scoop. What I got is I'm an EJ boy, 1969, and it was the culture of Friday night. We'd all get together. I'll meet you at the Duke. And four or five of us with our girls, and it wasn't but 10 minutes into the movie, and all the windows be fogged up. Coach, what it was.
Well, I remember it. It was like a group makeout.
Yes.
I know. I can't believe that, one of us would be in the front seat, one of us would be in the back seat, and we'd be making out with our dates. It's like, isn't that something you kind of want to do in private?
it was just a blast. You couldn't wait for a Friday night.
Oh, my God. But the wind is fogging up. That was so funny.
My movie would be Catch 22. I never could understand that movie.
Yeah. I think, who was the main actor in that? Was it George C. Scott? No, I don't remember.
I don't know what cult, but I couldn't understand.
All right.
I went to fogging the window up.
All right, Danny, I appreciate the call. I definitely remember the fogging of the windows from the West Bank. Steve, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot, Trombone Steve, what's up?
Hey, Steve. What was a good movie that came to cult classic?
I don't know if you guys have mentioned it, but when I think cult classic, this has got to be the biggest one. Maybe you've mentioned it already, but Scarface?
No, but you're right. I think it was pretty successful.
That's got to be the biggest cult classic movie of all time, and it really didn't do well at the box office at all.
Oh, it didn't. Okay. Well, no, that is. Look, there are T-shirts made for Scarface. This was this was mainly a Gen X thing, but, Gen X really picked up on Scarface and turned that into an absolute cult classic.
I had one other one. By the way, Big Lebowski is probably my favorite movie of all time, but another cult classic, Super Troopers.
Yes.
Super Troopers.
I don't know if you've seen that.
No.
But it's pretty great. It's with the guys from Broken Lizard, I think, is the production company.
That's
but it's really funny. They're all Vermont state patrolmen, and basically just drink and get high and pull people over. It's really funny.
That is one of the very first movies that I ever saw. When I came to Loyola University to go to college, in the dorm rooms, everybody was downloading movies illegally, and Super Troopers was everywhere. And it is
really
very funny. I think it probably still holds up. I haven't seen it in a pretty long time, but I think you'd probably enjoy it.
It sounds funny. I guess you could start to add in the Police Academy movies, and somebody mentioned an Airplane earlier, so that counts. This has been fun. I'll continue this conversation tonight on my Instagram account, Scoot on the Air on Instagram. So join me tonight. It'll be after 9 o'clock. I'll do Scoot on the Air Facebook first, and then I'll go over to Instagram, and we'll continue this conversation on social media. Any other ones that we've forgotten? Well, I know there's plenty that could be mentioned as called classics. I would think I don't know whether I mentioned it or not. There's Something About Mary. I would think that that would be a cult classic. You know, maybe even Clerks and Chasing Amy and Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. I mean, all those Kevin Smith movies were hysterical.
Definitely. I think those meet the qualifications. Yeah. Clerks wasn't a successful film when it came out.
No, it wasn't.
It was all black and white, and it was very sort of like amateurly made, but...
You know,
charmed audiences.
I remember hearing that they spent only $300,000 to do Swingers. Imagine how profitable that movie was?
I love thinking about that. Like, having been on many movie sets before in my life, and you think, God, they're just hemorrhaging money here. Like, everything is just so expensive, and the whole industry is so wasteful sometimes. But sometimes you can really get a good team together and make something really special on a shoestring.
That's right. And... what's a better cult classic than Rocky Horror Picture Show? So we're talking about this because I finally, for the first time, watched The Big Lebowski from beginning to end. And it was fun. And we're treating every show like it is a league game. That's one of the things that I learned from the movie. And also, The Dude Abides. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. All right, here's a song from Dazed and Confused, which is another one of our cult classics that has been mentioned here. Ian Hoke was telling me that his nickname in high school was Hoochie. So obviously he played this song a lot.
I had an 84 Camaro that was brown. I had leopard print seat covers. I had leopard print steering wheel. I had leopard print fuzzy dice. And my license plate said Hoochie.
I would have never thought that of you, but that's cool. Second Guest with Bobby Hebert and Mike Dottillier coming up next. Super Bowl 55 is set. Bucks and the Chiefs should be a good one, and they will be talking about that. Also, the Second Guest show brought to you by the Silver Slipper Resort and Casino in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi. So here, listen, here's something to do now. What is your best Mardi Gras memory? Share this with us. Now, you know, Carnival's not going to really take place this year, but we can have the memories, right? So I'm going to share one of my Mardi Gras memories. I'll probably tell the story of the crew of underwear. Anyway, go to WWL.com. Look on the front page under Latest from WWL and share us your story. Share us your favorite Mardi Gras memory. And we'll do that here at the radio station as well. Here's the number to call to share your favorite Mardi Gras memory with us. 504-526-3030. That's 504-526-3030. But just, you know, go to the WWL Facebook, the WWL website, WWL.com, and look under, on the front page, look under the Latest from WWL, and you'll have all the information there. So that should be fun. Let's see. So look, let's continue this conversation. I'll be live on Scoot on the Air Instagram about 9:15 tonight. I'm going to do a live Facebook before that, and we can continue the show and talk about some of this stuff on Facebook. I want to thank our program director, Diane Newman, our market manager, Kevin Cassidy, our show producer, Jordan Fiegel, and our senior studio producer, Ian Hoke. And as always, I thank you for being part of our show. We got through this Monday, and it was a fun show. Thank you for being with us. I'm Scoot. As always, love you, New Orleans.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.